Blog Talk Radio.
Well, the devil's in the phone booth, calling 911. Hear the church is on their knees and they're loading up a spiritual gun. Well, the devil's already had us, but the tables have turned, and now he's on the run. The devil's in the phone booth. My whole life has changed since the Lord saved me. I proclaim the mighty name of Jesus Christ to everyone that I see. You know the keys to the kingdom are the secret to success. To loose the Holy Ghost and the Son. The devil's in the phone booth. Down at 911. Well, the devil's in the phone booth. Down at 911. Hear the church is on their knees and they're loading up a spiritual gun. Well, the devil thought he had us, but the tables have turned. And now he's on the run. The devil's in the phone booth. Sanctified me, now the Holy Ghost is setting me free from the things of the world that were looking mighty good. The devil lied and said they were fun. Now the devil's in the phone booth, down at 911. Well, the devil's in the phone booth, down at 911. Hear the churches on their knees and the golden and the spiritual gun. Well, the devil thought he had it, but the
praise the Lord. We're on Reaching Out Radio tonight. I am Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky, and we are so glad and so blessed to be with you all tonight, and we thank you for listening in to Reaching Out Radio. Praise God with Evangelist Montel Fields. Praise God. We are so blessed that the Lord allowed us to be able to share this word with you tonight, and truly that song is so true. The devil's in the phone booth dialing 911. Why? Because the church is on their knees and they're loading up their spiritual guns. Praise God. The devil thought he had us, but the tables are turned. And truly, that is so true. Praise God. And we find that out in Job tonight. That's going to be our first scripture in Job chapter 1. And what we're going to be talking about is Satan has no claim on the righteous. Praise God, because we got power in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight, Lord God, we're just asking you to touch our hearts, that we hear and that we receive your word, and that we become that doer of your word and not a hearer only. God, just have your way in every area of our life, Lord. God, we truly praise you and we thank you, Lord, that you gave us power over the devil and all of his little imps from hell that would come against us, that would try to torment us, try to trick us, try to pull us away from God, but you gave us authority over them, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God again. I am so blessed to be with you all tonight. to share the Word of God with you. I thank you for listening, because we know that you have a choice and you choose to listen to the Word of God. Praise God, and I pray that God blesses you in abundance with this word tonight, the way that He blessed me, praise God, when I was reading and studying and seeking out this word tonight. Praise God, I'm going to start with the first scripture I'm going to read is in Job chapter 1, verse 8. And I encourage you, get you a pen and paper, and no matter who it is, look in the Word and see if you've been taught the truth, because there's a lot of false prophets out there and a lot of half-truths. They'll tell you half the word, but I'm telling you, we need the whole Word of God. Praise God, and that is truly what we're going to give you, is the Word of God. We are going to tell you the truth because we love you, and I want anybody to tell me the truth. Praise God, if it hurts my feelings, if I have to measure up to the Word, praise God, so be it, because I don't want to come up short in that last day when the Lord calls me. I want Him to say, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant, and not depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Praise God, but I want Him to say, well done, so I want to be told the truth. Hallelujah, and truly God's Word is the truth. His Word is forever settled in heaven, and it don't change. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, so you can count on Him to be faithful to you. Praise God, but we got to be faithful to Him and get in His Word and study and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways and see what the Lord has in store for you and I. Praise God. Okay, Job 1 and verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and read through some more here. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and all that he hath? On every side thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put thine hand now and touch all that he has, and he shall curse thee to thy face. And the Lord answered unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And when that day was come, his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in the elder son's house. Okay, I'm going to stop there for a minute, and we're going to talk about that for a minute. So, see, Job was a man. He was upright. He walked uprightly before the Lord. He feared the Lord, and he put the Lord first in everything that he had. Praise God. And therefore the Lord was bragging on him, and he asked Satan, he said, have you considered my servant Job? And the Lord, and then the devil told him, said, well, how can I touch him? You got a hedge about him. Said he's covered on every side. And truly, that's the way that the Lord does us when we put our faith and our trust in Him. Praise God, no matter what the test is, no matter what the trial is, no matter the pain, the suffering, or the tragedy that come into our life, praise God, God will help us and see us through as we look to Him. And we know that Satan, he's the tempter, but he's limited on what he can do. Even as the Lord said unto Satan, said, you can touch everything he has, but you can't touch his life. Because the Lord knew that Job was a man that feared him and walked uprightly before him, and he had a relationship with God. Praise God, even through unhappiness, sorrow, whatever happens in Job's life, he puts his trust in the Lord. And we're going to find out on down in some other scriptures about, you know, how that Job was. He was a man of great wealth. He had prosperity. He had many possessions. He had a fine family. But most of all, Job was a godly man that feared the Lord. And I want you to remember that. Praise God. Even right now, some of you might be going through some tests and trials in your life that you have never faced before, and you thought you would never, ever have to go through that. But I'm telling you, God is faithful, that promise. He will not let you down. He is there for you. Remember the weapons of our warfare. He's gave us the shield of faith, praise God, that's able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The Lord has put in our possessions all that we need, praise God, that we will be able to withstand Satan's test, temptations, trials, the things that he tries to put on you, because remember, Satan is limited as the tempter. Praise God, there's only so much that he can do, and he will only do what we allow him to do within our life. Now, Job, remember, he was a godly man. He had a relationship with God. He loved God. And God loved him. Therefore, that's why the hedge of protection was around Job in that day. And today in the New Testament, the Lord said the angels encamp around about them that fear him, and he delivered them. Praise God. So I encourage you right now, no matter what you're going through, no matter how you're suffering, if you look to the Lord, you will come out on top. Praise God, everything began to happen to Job, one thing right after another. Praise God, we're going to get into those scriptures and see what began to happen. Praise God, and his sons and daughters was eating and drinking wine in the elder son's house, in verse 14, and then came a messenger unto Job and said, thy oxen were blowing and the asses of feeding beside them. And then the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away, and they had slain thy servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped to tell thee. Now you notice how that the devil always leaves somebody to come and tell you the bad news. No matter what happened here, how that the servants were slain with the edge of the sword. And then in 16, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and has burned up. I want you to think about that. Has burned up the sheep and the servants and has consumed them, and I only have escaped alone to tell thee. Now think about that. The fire, he said, fell from heaven and burned up all of his sheep, and then there was one left to just come and tell Job the bad news. Okay? Think about this. And how many of us today think everything is coming at one time? And so many times we think, if one more thing happens, I can't handle it. How many times have we said that or thought that? And listen to 17. While he was yet speaking, there came another also and said, the Chaldeans made out their band and fell upon the camels, and they carried them away. And they slain thy servant with the edge of the sword, and I only have escaped alone to tell thee. Now think about that. The servant's gone, the sheep's gone, the camels are gone. And while he was yet speaking, there came another also and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldestly brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only have escaped alone to tell thee. Now think about that. And 20 said, and Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and sat down upon the ground and worshiped. Think about that. Hallelujah. Everything that was going on in Job's life, all the bad news, one thing right after another, praise God, and he sat down and worshiped. Praise God. And you know what Job said in verse 21? And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. And the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. And so many times when we go through trials, when someone that we love is taken away, we blame God. We charge God foolishly. But Job here, even though everything he had was gone, and then his children was taken away all at one time, can you imagine the pressure that was on? But he said, that blessed be the Lord giveth and the Lord take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you and I do that today? I'm telling you, I've got a ways to go yet. Praise God. because none of us know exactly how we will react in different situations and circumstances that happen within our life. But I'm telling you, God is so faithful. When we look to the Lord, we always come out on top. Yes, we have to go through tests, we go through trials, but we don't go through them alone. We've got somebody, hallelujah, by our side, and his name is Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. And he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, hallelujah. Praise God, he is with us. Glory, and everything will be all right because of him. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that we serve a mighty God, hallelujah, that are for you and I today. And Satan, the word said he is the accuser of the brethren. He told the Lord, he said, you let me add him, you let me take what he's got, and he'll curse you to your face. How wrong was the devil? Praise God, and he's wrong about you and I, because truly we are going to make it through these tests, these trials that we go through. Have you noticed they get harder and harder, don't they? I know within my life they do. They get harder and harder and harder. But I'm telling you what, I am going to make it, glory to God, because the Lord said I can make it. He said he was for me and not against me, hallelujah. So I am coming through, glory, hallelujah. Praise God, I'm going to make it through all these tests, these trials, these temptations that comes upon man today in this hour that we live. You know how Satan comes against us? He comes against our minds, our thoughts. That's where the battlefield is. Praise God, it's within our own thinking. Praise God, when we begin to think and focus on the things that we shouldn't, we get in trouble. Praise God, but I'm telling you, glory to God, you and I can make it today. All we got to do is put our trust in the Lord. Hallelujah, because he is not going to let you and I down. Glory to God, he gave us power and authority over the devil, and we're going to take that power and that authority, and we're going to bind him and put him in his place. Hallelujah. You say, how can we do that? Praise God, I'm glad you thought that, because now we're going to find out. Praise God, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 18 for a minute. Then we're going to go back to Job. Praise God, but we're going to turn here first to Matthew chapter 18, and we're going to go to verse 18. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that the Lord knew everything that I would need to defeat Satan. Praise God. So he equips us with the power that we need. Listen to verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Praise God. I'm going to read a few more. Praise God. For where there's two or three gathered together in my name, I am in the midst. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, any time that the Lord is in the midst, things begin to happen. Praise God. And he cares about you and I today, and he will take care of us. Praise God. So all of this that Job went through, he just sat down on the ground and began to worship. And he did not sin, and he did not charge God falsely. Think about that. He did not. And there's something to think about. Job was tried through the circumstances of his own life. Just as you and I today, we are tried through our circumstances of our life. That's how Satan tries to come against us, that tries to trip us up. Praise God, but the Lord has already prepared his word for you and I that we could know what Satan is up to, and he's up to no good. Think about this. The first thing, Job, he lost. He lost what he had. The servants were slain, and he lost his sheep, his camels, then his sons and his daughters, and all that he had. The house fell on them there. And think about that. All Job did, he worshiped the Lord. Praise God. And when that scripture came to my mind, how that he worshiped the Lord there in Job 1 and 20, that brought back to my mind about Paul and Silas. When they was in prison, what did they do? Did they sit and have a pity party and say, woe is me, and why should I be here, and praise God? No, they did not. They began to focus on the Lord. Think about that. They focused on the Lord. Praise God, and they sang praises, and what did the Lord do? He sent an earthquake, and it shook the very foundation of the prison. Praise God, where they was at, all the doors sprang open, their chains fell off. Praise God, and they was sitting there. Hallelujah. Why? Because they chose. Through the circumstances in their life, they chose to worship the Lord. Instead of getting angry and bitter, they begin to praise. And I'm telling you, I found it out to be so true. You can praise your way out of any situation. Hallelujah. You just got to focus on God and on serving him and lifting him up. Praise God. And as we focus on the Lord, praise God, we'll begin to praise him and thank him for what he's done. praise God, Paul and Silas, they was victorious, even though they was in prison, they was in stocks and bonds. When they begin to praise the Lord, they become free. Hallelujah, they was free. Glory, hallelujah, free. Think about it, free, 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 free. Hallelujah, they was free in the Lord. Praise God, and all those around them was blessed because of that freedom. Hallelujah. Truly, I thank God that I am free in Him. Glory to God. I'm free to praise His holy name. Hallelujah. And do what He's called me to do. And I'll be able to accomplish that if I stay focused on the Lord. Praise God. Let's go back to Job 2 for a minute. Praise God. And we're going to read verse 4, 5, and 6. And then there's some more here. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man has will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bones and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hands, but save his life. And how many knows that Job, he said to praise God, God, he had sore boils from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. And he, in 8 it says, and he took a pot and scraped himself within, and he sat down among the ashes. He sat in sackcloth and ashes, praise God, and his wife, listen to 9, and then said his wife unto him, does thou still remain thy integrity? Curse God and die. And you know what Job said to her in verse 10? But he said unto her, thou speakest as one that foolish woman. What shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord? And shall we not receive evil? In all that Job did, he did not sin with his lips. You know, and even after Job, he lost all, and his wife was telling him to curse God and die. But I'm telling you, he did not allow that to separate him from the Lord. He kept his mind on the Lord. Even though, think about that, even though his wife wanted him just to curse God and die. Why? Because he was in pain. He had sorrow upon sorrow upon sorrow within his life. But he remained faithful to the Lord. Praise God. And I, hallelujah, I've got to read chapter 42. Let's find out what happened to Job. Hallelujah. Not only did his wife tell him to curse God and die, I want you to think about this for a minute. He had three friends that came to him. Praise God. And what did they do? They accused him of doing wrong. But Job stayed faithful. He did not sin with his lips. In verse 42, 10 through 12, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all that they had of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house, and they beyond him, and comforted him over all the evil, it said, that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than the beginning. Praise God, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 she-asses, and he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first. He named them all. Praise God. And Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons even to 4 generations. And then Job died of a full age. The devil could not take him out. The devil will try to use every circumstance possible to defeat you, but he can't do it. He's limited as the tempter. He had to get permission before the Lord before he could take anything that Job had, because there was a hedge about him. I want you to think about that. And in Job, we see Job as a man who is a classic example of God's word being attacked in the circumstances in his life. Satan came against the word of God in the life of every believer. He attacks through circumstances in our life. We need to see that, like Job, God will see us through, just like he did Job, because remember, God is no respecter of person. If our trust and confidence is in the Lord, hallelujah, glory, everything's going to be all right. With his faith, we know that having all of this, it didn't matter to Job what he had. Praise God, he was going to trust God no matter what. Because remember, God is our deliverance, he is our salvation. And the Bible teaches us that Job was an upright man and perfect in all of his ways. And Satan challenged God to put forth his hand now and touch all that he has, and he said he'll curse you to your face. And that was in Job 1:11. It was Satan contended that God had blessed Job so naturally that he was perfect, and that if you took the hedge of protection down, that Job would curse God to his face. But I'm telling you, that didn't happen. God arose to the challenge, praise God, with permitting Satan to allow the attacks on Job's life, because God knew that Job was faithful. He knew what was in Job's heart, just like he knows what is in mine and your heart today, and he will see us through. I'm telling you right now, there is a lot of hurting people out there that Satan has tried to destroy them, through their circumstances, their situations, and everything that you're going through now, Satan has tried to use this to destroy you. But he cannot do it. He can't do it. Job lost everything he had except there was one thing that Job didn't lose, and that was his faith in God. Hallelujah. So, brothers, sisters, I'm telling you today, hold on to God. Hallelujah. Don't lose your faith in God. Trust God. Trust his word to bring you through. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know what Satan uses today to tempt us? I want you to turn with me, praise God, if you will, to James chapter 1. Praise God. And we're going to read verse 12 through 15. And we're going to talk about that for a minute. Praise God. James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endure temptation. When he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God can't be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. Now listen to that. God don't tempt you and I. It's Satan that is the tempter. But listen to verse 14 and 15. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away with his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Think about that. Satan wants to tempt you, but we read in Matthew 18 and 18, remember, we have power to bind. We have power to loose. The Lord has gave you and I power over Satan. And today, Satan does fight through our circumstances and situations. But we're going to talk about another way that Satan fights us today. Is through our own carnal desires. If we allow Satan to fill our minds with thoughts that continuously feed these desires, we will evidently yield our will to those desires and sin. And when sin is conceived in our hearts, in our minds, then sin will be manifested in our own actions. Think about that. And there are many Christians who have been deceived into thinking, praise God, and acting, praise God, that if they think it, if they don't do it outwardly, that it's not a sin. But I'm telling you, when you begin to think on carnal desires, when you are drawn away of your own lust, and I don't care who you are out there, praise God, there's something that the devil can tempt you with. All of us is weak in one area or another. And Satan, I'm telling you, he's not going to come against you in an area that you're strong in. Where's he going to come against you? It's an area that you're weak in. Because he knows if he comes in an area that you are strong in, because we all got strength in some areas and we're weak in some. Praise God. So that's the ones that the devil wants to come against you with, is what you're weak in. Praise God. If you're not weak in the area of lust, he's not going to try to use lust against you. Maybe you're weak in the area of wanting to drink or do drugs, or there's many or pornography or gambling, or there's many different things that Satan can use against you to try to destroy you. But God has already gave you power and authority over the devil. He's already told you, hallelujah, that greater is he in you than he that's in the world. Praise God, we've got power and authority over the devil, but we got to use what we got. Hallelujah. And we say it so many times, we need to put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Because truly it will allow us to stand against all the fiery darts of the wicked. Praise God. We are to stand, praise God, and be bold in the Lord and say, devil, hallelujah, you ain't doing that. Glory, hallelujah. Why? Because we got power over Satan. Praise God. Remember that when we are drawn away of our own carnal desires, if we allow Satan to fill our minds and our thoughts, continuously feed these desires, before long you will act upon it. Now, Satan's job is to drop thoughts in your mind. Praise God, and I'm telling you, your job is to reject that thought. If it don't line up with the Word of God, don't allow Satan, praise God, to keep tormenting you with it. You got power to reject that thing. You got power to bind it and cast it out. The first thing he does, he baits us by placing some kind of temptation in front of you. Whatever area you're weak in, that's what he's going to tempt you with. He baits you. And then number two, we become tempted when we are drawn away of our own evil desires. Did you hear that? We are drawn away of our own evil desires. Because remember, we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Praise God, that's why sin came into the world. Praise God, because the sin, praise God, that Adam and Eve committed, it would pass down to all generations. But Jesus came and, praise God, made a way and paid a great price that you and I would have power and authority over Satan. Now remember, number one, we said he baits us. Number two, we become tempted when we're drawn away with our own evil desires. The third thing is, sin is conceived in our heart and minds. And when it gets in our heart and our minds, then we yield our will and our desires, and we entertain those desires in our mind. Now, think about that. You entertain it first in your mind. And then what happens? If you think on something long enough, what are you going to do? You're going to do that very thing that you're thinking on. You keep your mind on it all the time. You're yielding yourself unto it. You're opening yourself up for Satan just to come in and destroy your life. So this in this thought, they entertain your mind. You think on them. You dwell on them. And it just keeps surfacing and surfacing. And, you know, we got to rebuke these things. We cannot allow them to get a foothold in our life. Praise God. Or, number four, when I'm getting ready to read you, it will happen. Sin will manifest itself through our actions. Think about that. First, Satan, he baits us. He can drop a little thought in your mind. Praise God, he's not going to come up with all of it at one time. Why? Because he knows you would resist that very temptation, that thing that he's trying to tempt you with. You would resist it and bind it. So you're tempted. And then you allow it to get into your heart and in your mind, and then you will your mind and your desire over to those things. Praise God. Then number four, what happens? Sin manifests itself through our actions. And if we don't repent, number five is what's going to happen. Sin brings forth death. But I'm telling you, Jesus paid a price that you don't have to die in your sins. Praise God, you can be set free this very night. Hallelujah, because I'm telling you, Jesus hears your prayer of repentance. Praise God, and the Word said that if we come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, He would in no wise cast us out. If you truly are sorry for your sins, and if you repent right this minute, I'm telling you, the Lord will forgive you. Praise God. And I don't mean you have to repent this minute, but if you repent this minute, the Lord, He will forgive you. Praise God. And I encourage you, if the Lord is knocking at your heart's door, you know it. Nobody don't have to tell you. Praise God. Even though it's evident in your life when the Lord begins to deal with you, praise God, hallelujah, because Satan turns it up another notch and tries to destroy you even more. But Jesus paid a price that you and I could be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Word said, whom the Son is set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. And go again and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Praise God. I'm telling you, we've got power and authority in that name of Jesus. We can bind the enemy and put him in his place. Yes, that name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Think about that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got power over the devil. Praise God. There is no trial too great, no temptation too strong that Satan can use that will to destroy us if you face him from a position of knowing. What do you got to know? You got to know that God has given you the ability to walk in 100% victory during every trial, every test, every temptation that tempter will use against you. Jesus has destroyed the works of Satan in your life, including the power of sin, which once ruled over your will. It ruled there. But now, since Jesus paid that price, hallelujah, we have power over the enemy. You no longer are bound, think about this, to the desires of the flesh, the carnal nature. Hallelujah. But we've been set free by the power of God. You have power to say no to every temptation. You have power to break every habit. Think about it. Did you hear what I said? You have power to break every habit that has you bound. God has provided total and lasting victory for us. There is no reason why Christians should ever stumble and fall into Satan's snare through temptation. There are Christians who have been deceived by the enemy into thinking that they have no control over their will. They yield to temptation of the flesh, the carnal nature. The truth is that every born again child of God, no matter how weak or how strong they may think they are, they have power to resist temptation. Why? Jesus paid the ultimate price that you and I could have this victory. Praise God, and I believe that you want that victory too in your life, just like I want that victory in my life. I want to be pleasing unto the Lord. He's been so, so good to me, hallelujah, that I want to be pleasing unto him. I want to be an example to those that are lost that he wants me to be. Praise God, because if I say I'm a Christian and I don't act like a Christian, something is wrong. And believe me, somebody is watching your life. They're watching how you act. They're watching how you handle these temptations when they come. They're watching when the trials come. What do? Do you fall on your knees and cry out to God? Or do you fight back in the flesh? I'm telling you, you can never win a battle in the flesh. The only way that you are going to win this battle that we are talking about tonight is through the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, that the Lord has gave you, praise God, that you can walk in 100% victory. Now, Satan don't want you to know that. He don't want you to think about walking in victory. He wants you to feel defeated. He wants you to feel like nobody don't care. He wants you to feel like you're all alone. He wants you to feel like you have no power whatsoever against the thoughts that drop into your mind. Praise God, he wants you to play the blame game. He wants you to blame everybody else for your situations and for your problems. And he wants you to blame other people for your actions. But I'm telling you, you're going to be held accountable for your own actions. Nobody can make you sin. Did you hear that? Nobody. Not the devil, not nobody here can make you sin. They can put temptation in your face, but what you do about it is up to you. You have power and authority. Did you hear what I said a few minutes ago? Praise God. I want to say that again. The truth is that every born again child of God, I want to ask you a question. Are you born again? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Okay? If you are, no matter how weak or strong you may feel, you have been given power to resist every temptation. You do not have to yield to temptation. You do have a choice. Praise God. And if somebody tries to tempt you, praise God, all you got to do is say no. Hallelujah. I ain't going there. I ain't doing that. I ain't acting that way. And I'm telling you, no matter how anybody even comes against you, don't lower your standards to act on their level. Hallelujah. You don't have to act like they act. Praise God, because when you are a child of God, you are a peculiar people. Praise God, you've been set apart. Hallelujah, for the glory of God. Praise God, so when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard. Hallelujah, that you can make it through this test, this trial, this temptation right now that you're going through in your life. Whatever you're facing right now, praise God, whether somebody's walked out of your life, praise God, God can make you strong. Whether you lost somebody you love, the Lord can make you strong. No matter what situation you're facing, if you need a job, hallelujah, praise God, and Satan tries to tell you that you'll never get a job, I'm telling you, if you put your trust in God, he'll get you a job if he has to create one. Praise God, when you need finances and they just ain't there, you've done all you can. If he has to, he'll open the windows of heaven and send it down to you. Praise God. I want to tell you, glory to God, he'll make a way for you where there seemeth to be no way. Praise God. You say, how do you know? Praise God. Have you read the word? Praise God. When Peter came to Jesus and he told him, he said, our taxes is due and we don't have no money. We can't pay him. Jesus said, okay, go down to the river, cast your fishing pole in, and the first fish that you catch, open its mouth and take out the money and go pay the taxes for me and you. Praise God. And guess what he did? Hallelujah. He went fishing. Glory to God. And he obeyed Jesus. And the first fish he caught, guess what? He opened its mouth and guess what was there? Money. Enough to pay his taxes. Hallelujah. And I shared with you yesterday, praise God, about the woman, praise God, that just had a little cruise of oil, and her creditors, her husband passed away, her creditors come to take her two sons to make them bondsmen to pay the debt. But the man of God asked her, said, what do you have in your house? She said, all I got's a pot of oil. He said, okay, go to your neighbors and borrow all the vessels you can get. He said, not just a few, but get all you can get. Hallelujah. And that's in 2 Kings. And you'll find out, he told her, he said, go in and shut the door and fill up these vessels. And you know what? With that one pot of oil, she filled up all the vessels that her and her sons borrowed. Praise God. And she told the man of God, she said, I filled them all up. He said, okay, take these and pay your debt. Praise God, and you can live on the rest. Praise God. I'm telling you, she had oil. She continuously poured and poured and poured, and she had enough to live on for her and her sons. Why? Because the Lord made a way for her, and he will make a way for you right now. You that think you're about to lose it all, I'm telling you, put your trust in God, and everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel to quit right there, and we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, prayer changes things. The word said for us to pray continuously. Pray without ceasing, the word says. Hallelujah. And we are going to pray, and we are going to believe God, that God is going to give us strength. Praise God. And we're going to rise, hallelujah, and shake ourselves, and we're going to go forth for the glory of God. And no, we are not defeated. We are on the winning side. If you're born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah, glory to God, you're on the winning side, and you are victorious. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up each and every one that's listening tonight, and those that are going to listen even in the years to come, hallelujah, that this message is going to rise up within your children's ear, and they're going to know that Satan has no claim on the righteous. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because you paid a price that we could be free. Lord, I thank you right now for everyone that's been struggling, those that have went through the test, those that are going through the fire right now, and the fire will not burn them. Those that are going through the water, hallelujah, it will not consume them. Those that feel like Daniel and they've been put in the lion's den, the lions will not devour them. Those that feel like praise God, they're going to lose what they got because of the finances. You're going to make a way for them. Praise God, if they put their trust in you and be obedient unto your word. Lord, I thank you right now for your love, your mercy, and your grace that is sufficient for us. Hallelujah, that we can make it through these tests, these trials, and these temptations if we but look to you and allow you to be first in our life. God, create in us such a desire to pray and study and seek your face, God, that we may know who lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And that you gave us power and authority over the enemy, and we don't have to allow him, praise God, to destroy us. Praise God, but we got power to put him in his place. We got power to bind him. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you right now for each and every one, every household that's represented. I'm asking you to bless them. I'm asking you to help them and see them through. Lord, have your way in each and every one of our lives. Lord, we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord bless you richly. Get into the Word of God. When you listen to these broadcasters, Reaching Out Radio, get you a pen and paper and write down these scriptures. Write down what stands out to you. Write down what the Lord is saying to you that very minute. Because I'm telling you, out of every message, if you listen, the Lord will say something to you. Praise God, it might not be all for you, but there's going to be something that will stand out in your life. Praise God, and I found out when I grab a pen and paper and write it down, I can go back and look and see what the Lord was saying to me, how he encouraged me, how he strengthened me for the trial that was coming my way. He'll prepare you for everything if you but take heed to what he's saying to you. God bless you. We love you. Praise God with Evangelist Montel Fields and Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries. We love you. We're praying for you. You be praying for us. Praise God. Evangelist Montel is stepping out in faith. Praise God with this TV program, One Mind and One Accord. And it's going to air September the 8th at 8:30 in the morning on Now Network, on Roku, and on its streaming live on the internet. Praise God, you can go to Evangelist Montel Fields' webpage or my page, Barbara Smith. Praise God, at the King of Glory Ministries. and you can get all the information. There's a lot of different channels it's on, and you can find out if your satellite or your cable company has. Praise God, this channel, I encourage you to tune in. Pray for us. Hallelujah. Pray for Evangelist Montel as she steps out in faith. Praise God, believing that God has called her into a new area. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, when you obey the Lord, He'll open great and mighty doors, and all you got to do is go forth and go through it, and He'll make ways where there seemeth to be no way. God bless you. We love you. This is Reaching Out Radio. Good night.